Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, but if you're not, I have some encouraging words for you tonight. I am your host, Mary Hollis, and the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Praise the Lord. It is a rainy night in Georgia. It's been raining for the last few days, and I hope that we can get some sunlight soon, because I sure need some sunlight. But I know God still bless you in spite of the storm, darkness, or whatever. He's always there, in spite of whatever condition the weather might be. Well, tonight we're going to talk about I have four different words that I want to stress on. That is hope and despair, faith, and also believe. It's not going to be in those order, but those are the four words that I will be discussing tonight. But before I begin the words of wisdom, last week I was didn't come on the show until the end of the show because I went to see Selma. And when I came back, I meant to mention it last week after I finished talking, but it got all about it. Whenever I'm not in control of the program, sometimes when I can't see the different people that are on the air, as far as the numbers and so forth, sometimes I'm constantly looking at it, and when I can't see it, sometimes I get distracted. But I wanted to tell you about Miss Mandy and I went to see Selma last Tuesday night. We had a complimentary ticket from AARP, and it was also, we felt special also because we didn't have to pay for it. So I hope that all of you have seen Selma by now. If not, please go out and see it, because it's such a great, it was a wonderful movie, the way it was very well done. And at the beginning I did cry a little bit, It doesn't take much for me to cry. But it was very upsetting when they were, you know, the police, those policemen were beating them on that bridge. It just really, it was hard to watch. But if you haven't seen it, please go out and see it. This is a holiday weekend for some, and I hope that most of you will have the day off and just do something special on that day. If you don't do any type of volunteer work, please go out and maybe this is a long weekend for some, and see one of those movies. See Selma. I also went last week and saw, this past weekend, and saw Taken 3. I love Taken 3. It was wonderful also. So I saw two great movies this past weekend. I've seen Taken 1, 2, and 3. I just love watching. I like action-packed movies. So there are plenty of movies out there. So just knowing that I love movies, so I can be entertained by movies all the time. So, and I can actually go by myself, and as long as there's people in the theater with me. So it doesn't bother me at all. But I just love going to see, watch different movies that comes out. There's another one coming out with Kevin Hart, and I love watching him as well. But anyway, the reason why I was doing a little bit of talking, I was trying to wait until some more callers came in, and I see that there's more callers on the air now. So I would like to go on with the words of wisdom. A hope-filled heart. And the scripture is coming. The scripture I'll be reading is coming from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse. It says, "Brother, we do not want you to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Love always hopes." 1 Corinthians 13:6-7. Hope and despair are found in the heart of people, not in circumstances. And love causes hope to triumph. When things are at their darkest, love brings hope to light up the darkness of night. God has enough love to avert all despair. He has wooden hope in our heart so that we can trust in the future. Well, Martin Luther King said that everything in the world is done in hope. The farmer would not sow seed if he did not hope for a harvest. A man would not marry if he did not hope for a happy marriage life. A businessman would not work hard if he did not hope for a good profit. When oxygen does for the lungs, hope does for the soul. Without it, we would die inwardly. When hope keeps us going. Hope is the battle of the soul that enables us to grasp eternal and the love of God. If you were not for hope, our hearts would be completely broken. Praise the Lord, for his love is infinite. He gives us hope through love. Many people are also overburdened with worry, and their future seems dark and unsure. Deep anxiety is caused by carrying a heavy burden of daily responsibilities. Unless you have a strong faith, this could have far-reaching effects on your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. The Son of the Most High God died and rose from the dead to set you free from the burden of worry. God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life to redeem you from the terrible burden of anxious worry. Through his death and resurrection, Christ gave us the glorious assurance to all who believe in him, who accept him as Savior and Redeemer. they will receive the reward of eternal life when they will be with him forever. There is no doubt about this promise. You have the word of the living God himself as guarantee. Unless those who have no hope, you are blessed with the assurance that the Savior died in order that you may live, regardless of your circumstances that you may find yourself in. This assurance should be a great comfort and encouragement because you can hope for the future. Hoping for the future, living for hope and true faith. Let your anxious heart rejoice with the glorious expectation of all the riches and the treasure that awaits you in heaven. There's so much that you can look, you should be looking for, because the treasure that awaits you in heaven. Thank God for that, and let this prayer help you to turn your thoughts away from all the burdens and the worries of this world. Renew your mind with thoughts of pure and an inheritance that cannot be destroyed. That's worth praising about. Prayer focus on our heart, on heaven, even while our feet are firmly planted on this earth. Peter prayed here for Christians who are facing brutal persecution, as well as the rejection of family and friends. Through this prayer, he reminds them of the inheritance that is waiting for them in heaven, even though they are involved in such a bitter struggle here on earth. The prayer that they're talking about is, praise be to God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth and a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's coming from 1 Peter 1:3. Make sure that you lay up treasures in heaven. Otherwise, your life, seen from the perspective of eternal, is worthless. And I'm sure you don't want that to happen. Let's talk about your hope and despair. Christ never promised that those who follow him would always remain on the mountaintop. He himself sent his disciples in the valley, where they became intensely aware of the powerless and incompetent. It is encouraging to know that Paul experienced the depths of spiritual depression. Yet he rose to great heights where he was able to praise God for victory. Paul was one of my favorite, is my favorite person in the Bible, how he persevered. He never let anyone stop him from fulfilling his journey and goal for the Lord. So it's just, and he really, he also wrote most of the New Testament. So he did so much, and I just admire him because he never allowed anyone to stop him from doing his will. Although you will at times experience both hope and despair, you need to decide where you will choose to live. God wants you to taste the joy and feel the strength that flows through the awareness of his loving presence in his life. Too few of his children see themselves as victorious conquerors. They are so aware of their sinfulness, failure, and defeats that they powers are, that is, excuse me one second here, defeats that, that their spiritual unworthiness, instead of focusing on the abundance of life, that they're, that they can be, that abundance life that can be theirs through the power of the Holy Spirit in them. When you yield to his presence, you will begin to live to his glory and become a worthy channel of his love and power. Here are some things that I would like for you to also focus on. Believing, a spirit of hope. Psalms 42 says, Psalms 42:5 says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disrupt within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." That's coming from Psalms 42. It is very difficult to remain hopeless when you are distressed and everything you do seems doomed to fail. But you can't give up. You can, however, fight the situation. There are four different things I would like you to focus on. Believe that God is greater than your circumstances and any problem that you are weighing you down. Accept the victory in his holy name. Remember, in all things we are more than conquerors. I am starting the new year off by saying that every day that I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I'm a child of God. I am, because I am a child of God, I should feel that anything that I want to accomplish this year, I can. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens things. Lay your problems before the Father in earnest and specific prayer. Pour out all your problems before him. You will be amazed at the results. Just like it says in Philippians 4:13, pray without ceasing. And there's another one I want you in belief. Believe steadfastly that God can and will achieve something glorious through this dark period in your life. And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him. I know that it's hard to say to some that everything that we're going through, what good is in it for us? How can it be good if you're feeling this way? Well, we must trust and believe in God that he will reveal to us and also help us to get through the things that we are going through. We must continue to have faith because just like God said, he will never leave us or forsake us. So we must first have hope. Next, we must have belief. And if once we have the hope and the belief, then we can have the faith. Our faith can grow stronger each and every day. And we can get through the different things that we're going through because of the belief in Jesus Christ, that he died for us to save to save our sins. And just knowing that what he's done for us should give us encouragement that we can get through these circumstances, even though when it doesn't feel good or look good. The next thing is make a conscious effort to turn your eyes away from yourself to see the world in need. God has a purpose in all things. Try, like I always say, helping others. This weekend is a very good weekend to do that. That's what important on Martin Luther King's birthday, which is Monday. Take time to turn your eyes away from yourself and try to help someone else. Encourage someone else. And you'll see the fulfillment that you will receive in doing that. And by taking your eyes off yourself, it'll make you feel better. You won't be thinking about those things that make you feel depressed. So this weekend, try taking your eyes off yourself and helping someone else. You'll see how you can feel better about all of this. It's such a fulfillment to know that you have done something for someone, and that person sometimes say, you know, wasn't for you, I would not have been able to accomplish these goals. Or just helping a neighbor, or saying something nice to someone, it costs nothing, but it means so much to that person. So focus on that this weekend. God is still on the throne, and he's still in control, just in knowing that he will be there for you and get you through whatever situation. So ask him to give you the spirit of hope and to believe in him. And once you do that, you'll begin to be stronger, and you'll have the faith in him as well. So focus on those things. And that is the end of my words of wisdom tonight. But I do have several announcements. We are having a meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. And there are several things that we'll be going over in our meeting. We will be discussing more about the trip. And it is important that you make your first payment on the trip, because we have to start collecting the money so we can have it ready to make certain deposits to the hotel as well as the bus company as well. So please, if you cannot come, please give me a call and let me know that you're going to be forwarding that check to me for your first deposit on the trip. If you don't have a flyer, we gave flyers out at our Christmas event, and also I've emailed some of the flyers to most of you. If I have not, if you have not gotten the flyer, please inform me of that so I can get one to you. And we will have a continental breakfast served, like I always do. And you will be receiving a calendar. And the calendar will have all the activities that we will be involved in throughout the year. And there's something different that we are doing each month. So if you can't attend, please let me know how I can get that calendar to you. I can email it. Don't ask me to really mail it to you. Try to see if I can email it to you, because it'll cost, stamps are expensive, and our budget is very low. So please make sure I have the correct email address so I can get it to you. And what else that we have going on? We are having a Valentine get together. I don't want to discuss in detail until we I want to discuss it at the meeting, because there's something different that we are doing this year. So we are getting together for Valentine like we always do, but I would like not to discuss detail on the air, because there are some things that changes that we have to make this year. But just knowing that we have something special for you, and you're going to have lots of fun like you always do. We try to do a lot of different things. I know you are without a spouse, and I know your spouse gave you chocolate, roses, and different things like that. So we want to try to have all of those things available to you. So you'll hear about it more at our meeting. And that is all of the announcements. But I also want you to keep several of our members in prayer. Martha Jefferson, please keep her in your prayers for strength and for healing. And there's a few new widows, if you will pray that God will strengthen them and help them through this journey. They're new to our ministry, and we want to encourage them and also pray for them that they will see. One day they will be able to. The tears will stop. They will drop one day. They will be happy again. They can't see it now, but to pray for them that they will get the strength and the understanding that God is there in spite of the situation. And in the in Romans 8:28, I know it says that we know things, all things work together for the good of the Lord. I know right now we can't see the good in what has happened, but one day God will comfort you and heal your heart, and you will understand. We all must leave this earth one day. We are never ready for the situation, but one day we will understand by and by. So be encouraged this week. Go out this weekend and do something for someone else. Take your mind off of yourself and encourage someone else, and you'll feel the reward that you will get from that. Be blessed, and I hope that you will attend the meeting this coming Saturday. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. and share it with others. Be blessed, and have a great week.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live through this.
But live
through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding in so much, it feels like you're
life
after this is over.